Dozens of demonstrators gathered in Oakland in the rain to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the direct action by the activists known as Moms for Housing. On November 17, 2019, a group of unhoused Black moms entered a West Oakland house kept vacant by real estate speculators and announced their intention to stay.
Mom's house! Mom's house!
During the takeover, the moms were evicted by heavily armed Alameda County Sheriff's deputies with armored vehicles in a pre-dawn raid. But the moms gained international attention and inspired similar actions in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. And in October, the large real estate firm Wedgewood Properties formally sold the house to the Oakland Community Land Trust for $587,000. It's now called Mom's House. Here's Carol Fife, one of the organizers of the Moms for Housing Direct Action and Oakland director of Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, or ACE, addressing the crowd.
In this moment, a year after, we were able to do what people said was impossible. They said it was impossible to address the private market and force a speculator to turn over a home to community control. But it happened.
One by one, demonstrators gave testimony. An East Oakland father, Fred Ubili, who is fighting a mortgage foreclosure eviction, said he never believed it could happen to him. Tenants told stories of having their rent increase during the pandemic and being forced out of their homes. Government and private real estate developers have continued to evict unhoused people from encampments throughout the pandemic. The Oakland City Council just passed a sweeping homeless policy in October, which advocates warn will criminalize sleeping in a tent in most of the city. Here's Carol Fife again.
We lose our own humanity when we allow these conditions to exist.
That's right.
These are human beings. I want you all to feel these elements.
Because
we have coats.
Hell yeah.
We have gear. We have umbrellas. And a lot of the people that are sleeping outside every day don't have that basic necessity. We can go and turn on the heat somewhere and be okay. But there are thousands of people living on the streets who cannot do that.
Fife was just elected to Oakland City Council District 3 on a platform of housing justice and reallocating money away from police. She unseated two-term incumbent council member Lynette McElhaney. Fife will take office in January, and she's not alone. Lawyer Leah Simon Weisberg, who represented the moms, and Dominique Walker, one of the moms who co-founded the group, both just won their elections to the Berkeley Rent Stabilization Board, despite over $100,000 in spending against them by real estate groups. Here's Dominique Walker.
There's foreclosures that are happening. The eviction court is happening. But right now, what they're doing at the courthouse, they're auctioning off people's homes. Right now. Why is the Alameda County Courthouse allowing this speculation to happen on their stairs? They do it every Wednesday and Thursday, and we're going to put a stop to it.
The protesters marched from Lake Merritt to the steps of the Alameda County Courthouse to disrupt a twice-weekly foreclosure auction planned for Tuesday. The auctioneer and attendees were nowhere to be found, and the organizers declared their action a success.
I say it's a victory. What do you think?
On January 1st, a new California law authored by Senator Nancy Skinner, SB 1079, will take effect. It will change foreclosure auctions and give community organizations and residents 45 days to make a counter bid on some properties at auction. It also mandates foreclosed homes can't be sold in a bundle. But it doesn't decommodify housing and take it off the private market, which housing rights advocates like Moms for Housing says is necessary. For KPFA News in Oakland, I'm Ariel Boone.